Roma Wines. R-O-M-A. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world. Roma Wines present...
Suspense. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you the MGM star, Miss Marcia Hunt, as star of Pink Camellias, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
Suspense. Radio's outstanding theater of thrills is presented for your enjoyment by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma Wines. Those excellent California wines that can add so much pleasantness to the way you live, to your happiness in entertaining guests, to your enjoyment of everyday meals. Yes, right now a glassful would be very pleasant as Roma Wines bring you Miss Marcia Hunt as Martha in Pink Camellias. A remarkable tale of suspense.
It's not often a woman can look back and see the events of her life like tiny, confused pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, meeting finally and neatly to form one picture. I can do that tonight. I can see so clearly, and I must make you see, too. If only I have time, if only I have enough moments left. The years I spent with Aunt Abby were long and dull. She was an invalid. Her heart was bad, so she lay in her bed day after day, making the most of it, ordering and complaining. Well, I was an orphan, helpless, so what could I do? Aunt Abby took me in, and I worked for my keep. Worked hard. It was I who kept the house running. I, who went into the village 2 miles away to buy the cakes and candy she grew fat on. It was I who sat by her bed and read the sickening love stories to her. I bore the brunt of her frenzy at being old and ill and unwanted by men. And it made her happy to see me grow more afraid and less attractive. Then, about a year ago, one afternoon when we were having tea...
Martha, these aren't the cakes I like. Really, you are stupid. It was the little chocolate ones I wanted, the ones with the center scooped out and the frosting inside.
They didn't have any, Aunt Abby. I asked for them.
Well, if they can't do better than this, we'll change to another pastry shop. Caramelizing, ugh.
Shall I begin reading now, Aunt Abby?
I don't think much of this candy either. Oh, here's a piece I like at last. Read? Oh, no, Martha, not now. I have some news for you.
News?
Yes. We're going to have a guest. A young man. Does that excite you?
Who, Aunt Abby?
Oh, Martha, you are a cold fish. Well, as a matter of fact, he's a relative of yours. A very distant one, and not really a blood relative at all. He's my second husband's sister's son. Let's see. Well, what does that make him to you?
Why, I suppose
he's... Oh, never
mind
figuring it out. You are so literal.
When is he coming?
Just a minute. I'll look in his letter again. See now. Yes, I thought so. It's the day after tomorrow he'll be here.
Shall I tell John to see that there's a room ready for him?
Yes, do. Oh, dear. This silly boy, Neil. He says here my second husband talked about me all the time. I guess poor Walter never did get over me.
How old is he?
Neil? 35-ish, I'd say. He was about 20 the last time I saw him. Too handsome to believe. But don't you go getting ideas about him, miss. Whether he's handsome or not, I don't want you making a fool of yourself. Anyway, Martha, you're just not the type of woman he'd look at twice.
She went into detail. She compared me to herself and told me no man who had known her had ever forgotten her. And I looked at her, lying there, fat and old, with a fleck of chocolate on her chin. Neil came 2 days later. I watched him make over Aunt Abby. I watched him hold her hand too long and smile too sweetly at her. And I knew from the first moment that Neil Garson was weak and without a shred of principle. I knew he wanted something from Aunt Abby, and that he would flatter her and fawn on her until he got what he wanted. But I also knew that for the first time in my life I was in love. As foolishly in love as a heroine in one of the cheap love stories I had to read aloud.
Well, that'll do for today. I do wish, Martha, that you could learn to read with some expression.
I'm sorry, Aunt Abby. I'm no actress.
You're the dullest girl. Oh,
I think she does very well, Abby. And I don't think she's dull.
Of course she is.
No, I think she has great depths, unexpected depths.
You're talking like a fool, Neil.
Do you want me to do anything else for you, Aunt Abby?
No, you can leave now. You do get on my nerves sometimes.
Oh, just a minute, Martha. Why is it you always wear your hair pulled back so tightly?
My hair?
It looked wonderful falling to your shoulders. It's a beautiful shade of red, you know. Like her mother's, isn't it, Abby?
Neil.
My mother? How do you know anything about my mother? Why, even I never...
Abby told me about her. Showed me a picture, too.
But, Aunt Abby, you never showed me a picture of her. Where is it?
Back in the trunk where it belongs. Now, Neil, my dear, would you please leave us alone? I have something to discuss with Martha.
But, please, no, I'd like to see
Abby.
It. I've never seen...
Now, Missy, I have something to tell you that I don't expect you to like.
Yes?
You know that Neil is a writer?
No, I didn't know.
His things are very artistic. He's read some to me. Oh, but of course, it's hard to make a living when you write things that most people are too stupid to appreciate.
Yes, I guess it would be.
Well, I've decided that he shall have his chance to do what he wants to do without having to worry about scrabbling for a living. I've left him half my estate.
Only half?
Don't be sarcastic, Martha. There'll be plenty for you.
Of course there will. I don't need much. I'd have no way to spend a great deal of money.
I do believe you mean it. But you're right. You'll just go along the same way after I've gone. You'll certainly never marry.
No. No, I won't marry. Aunt Abby, my mother wasn't plain like I am, was she? She was beautiful, wasn't she?
Ah, you're going to stop that again.
But why won't you tell me about her?
Because she wasn't like us. She didn't fit into our family at all. No, you're not like her, Martha. And you can get down on your knees and thank heaven that you're not.
It was after dinner that night, Neil asked me for the first time to walk in the garden with him. I wasn't fool enough to believe that it was for any romantic reason, but I snatched at the chance to be alone with him.
Let's sit on that bench by the birch tree.
All right.
There. Nice night.
Mm-hmm.
A cigarette?
No, thank you.
Well, don't mind if I smoke.
Mm-mm.
Ah, this is a nice spot.
Yes.
Abby tells me you know about the will.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I hadn't thought. There's enough left for me.
Is that all you want? Just enough?
What else would I want?
You could be beautiful, you know.
Oh, you're teasing me.
If only I had money, or if you had, or even better, if both of us had, I'd teach you how to get some fun out of life.
You would?
Would you like having me teach you, Martha?
Oh, there's no use talking about it. Neither of us has any money and probably won't have for years.
How bad is her heart, really?
As bad as it's been since I've known her. She could die any minute, or she could live for years.
Yes, I suppose she could. Flowers are lovely out here. Garden is good.
Yes, Bennett's worked for Aunt Abby for years. He loves the place.
I was in the greenhouse the other day when Bennett was getting out some of that stuff to put around the rose bushes. Arsenic compound, it was. That's why the roses are so perfect. Seems the poison kills all the worms.
Yes.
You ought to wear flowers, Martha. You'd be lovely with camellias in your hair. I must get you some. Oh, but then that would be silly, wouldn't it, for me to go all the way into town to buy you flowers when the greenhouse is full of them. But I'd like to see them in your hair.
Maybe I'll wear some someday, Neil.
You'll be lovely, Martha. For Suspense, Roma White.
Lines are bringing you as star, Marcia Hunt, in Pink Camellias by Charmian McGurk. Roma Wine's presentation tonight in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Between the acts of Suspense, this is Truman Bradley for Roma Wines. If any week in the year deserves the name of Hospitality Week, this is it. Christmas to New Year's, the golden days of the year, when welcome is the watchword and gracious hospitality is everywhere. Says famed hostess Elsa Maxwell, I keep the festive spirit bright by entertaining with Roma California wine. Whether I serve glorious amber Roma sherry, warm heartening Roma port, rich golden Roma muscatel, or flame bright Roma Tokay, I know I have chosen the wine my friends thoroughly enjoy. Like all Roma wine, these Roma dessert wines are true wines, crushed from choicest grapes, grown in California's finest vineyards. Then, unhurriedly, guided to glorious taste perfection by Roma's ancient winemaking skill, bottled at the winery. So, to add warmth to your welcome, or for a perfect ending to your holiday dinners, serve a fine Roma wine. Get Roma wine tomorrow. Only Roma gives you so much taste luxury for so little. Remember, because of Roma's uniformly fine quality at low cost, more Americans enjoy Roma than any other wine.
And now, Roma wines bring back to our Hollywood soundstage Marcia Hunt as Martha in Pink Camellias, a play well calculated to keep you in suspense.
I've never felt so alive as I was planning my first murder. Neil noticed the change in me, the new confidence in myself. He was fascinated. He was afraid of me, and yet he had to be with me. He was weak, Neil was. He was too weak to do his own murder. But I was strong enough.
About time you showed up. Sent for you a half hour ago.
What did you want, Aunt Abby?
For heaven's sake, take these roses and put them over on the other table. Oh, that's better. They were smothering me. Bennett brought them in this morning. Really, we must get rid of him. He's so old, he depresses me. I hinted to him this morning that it was time for him to go, but you'd better make it definite at the end of the month. I like young people around me.
All right, Aunt Abby.
And if it's not too much trouble, miss, I wish you'd go into town this morning and get me some of my little cakes.
I intended to.
Well, I'm surprised to hear it. You've been mooning around here lately like a lovesick calf. Never doing anything for me.
Yes, Aunt Abby.
Any funny business and you can get out and get a job or you'll really have to work. I've made things too easy for you.
Yes, Aunt Abby.
And when you go into town, try to get the cakes I like for once.
Oh, yes. I'll be very careful to get them, Aunt Abby. The little chocolate ones with the icing in the center. The cakes she loved best. The icing in the little hole in the center was soft and chocolate brown. The arsenic lightened it hardly at all, but then it took so little. Hardly more than enough to kill one of the worms on the rose bushes. I dressed carefully that day. I wore a dress that made my eyes green and brought out the red of my hair. I have never looked so well. Just before I got the tea tray lunch, I walked out to the greenhouse and picked two camellias of the faintest pink. They looked lovely in my hair.
Well, where have you been?
Here's your tea, Aunt Abby.
I've waited long enough. But you got so few cakes. Only enough for today. Honestly, Martha, I have few enough pleasures in life. I should think you'd show me some consideration. What's in that dish?
Strawberries. Yes, Bennett sent them in for you. Oh. They're the first of the season.
He's trying to get around me so he can stay. Well, it'll do him no good. But put plenty of cream.